Boeing's battery tests are complete. Pipistrel's Panthera makes its first flight. And returning to the moon, not on NASA's agenda. This is Aero News for Tuesday, April 9, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Boeing completed a 787 certification demonstration flight late last week on line number 86, a Boeing-owned production airplane built for LOT Polish Airlines. The flight marked the final certification test for the new battery system, completing the testing required by the FAA. The flight, conducted on Friday, departed from Payne Field in Everett, Washington at 10:39 Pacific Daylight Time with a crew of 11 on board, including two representatives from the FAA. The airplane flew for an hour and 49 minutes, landing back at Payne Field at 12:28. The crew reported that the certification demonstration plan was straightforward and the flight was uneventful. The purpose of the flight was to demonstrate that the new battery system performs as intended during normal and non-normal flight conditions. Boeing will now gather and analyze the data and submit the required materials to the FAA. The company said in a statement that it expects to deliver all of the materials to the FAA in the coming days. Once the materials are delivered, Boeing says it stands ready to reply to additional requests and continue in dialogue with the FAA to ensure it has met all of the agency's expectations. ANN has learned that one of the most exotic new airframes promised for the experimental and eventually certificated aviation biz has pulled off its first flight without difficulty. The new Pipistrel Panthera completed its 54-minute maiden flight on April the 4th. The aircraft's two test pilots agreed the handling was straightforward and pilot-friendly. The Panthera has since completed several hours of flying, with its undercarriage both out and retracted. Ivo Boscarol, the CEO of Pipistrel, noted that, quote, "We knew for a long time that we were capable of developing and producing aircraft larger and more capable than ultralights and LSAs. Panthera is proof that Pipistrel's team can indeed compete with the most eminent global general aviation producers," end quote. Pipistrel's lean and mean Panthera is a curvy and highly refined four-seat general aviation airplane, reportedly capable of flying four people for 1,000 nautical miles, cruising at 200 knots and burning 10 gallons per hour. With full composite construction with a titanium retractable undercarriage, enhanced comfort and parachute rescue system is offered as standard. The Panthera can also be equipped with a conventional, hybrid, or all-electric propulsion system. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden said at a joint meeting of the Space Studies Board and the Aeronautics and Space Engineering Board in Washington on Thursday that NASA would not be leading an effort to return men to the moon, quote-unquote, probably in my lifetime. He said that NASA will be focusing on human missions to asteroids and Mars, but, quote, NASA does not have a human lunar mission in its portfolio, end quote. Bolden's remarks came after a presentation by UCLA's Al Carnesdale, pointing to resistance by the space community to NASA's stated goal of a human mission to an asteroid by 2025. He said that there is not a great deal of enthusiasm for a mission to an asteroid and suggested that the moon would be a better goal. But Bolden was steadfast in carrying the administration's message. He said that he has told the head of each of NASA's partner agencies that if they plan a mission to the moon, NASA would participate, but the agency would not be taking a lead role in such an endeavor. Bolden said NASA can, quote, only do so many things, end quote, and that while he thinks another agency could successfully lead a manned mission back to the lunar surface, quote, NASA is not going to the moon as a primary project probably in my lifetime, end quote. ForeFlight has just announced a new version of its popular app just in time for the beginning of the spring flying season. ForeFlight Mobile 5 is now available for download in the App Store. This third major release of 2013 delivers a fantastic suite of new capabilities that will further enhance spring and summer flying while reducing cockpit workload. The new features will include a terrain and obstacle awareness system called Hazard Advisor. When activated, it highlights hazardous terrain and obstacles within 1,000 feet of your aircraft's GPS altitude. Terrain and obstacles, or hazards, within 100 feet are colored red, and hazards within 1,000 feet of your aircraft's altitude are colored yellow. Obstacles are dynamically added to the screen as they become threats. The terrain colors change smoothly and look stunning. The app also features extended runway center lines for most airports in the U.S., making it easier to figure out how to plan a pattern entry. There is also an enhanced runway advisor that helps you pick favored runways, taking internet or ADS-B winds into account, and provides a range of graphically depicted pattern entries and an auto taxi feature that automatically displays taxi diagrams when you arrive at an airport. Pilots can choose between three new map orientation modes: track up forward, track up centered, and north up. And plate rotation for SIDs and stars is enabled on iPads. When AeroNews continues, the airshow industry fights back. Did sequestration reroute Spirit and the flying car still a dream?
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, April the 9th. I'm Glenn Moyer. It's no secret that several major air shows around the country have severely scaled back their plans or canceled their shows entirely after sequestration forced the U.S. military to place a freeze on aircraft demonstration teams like the Navy's Blue Angels, the Air Force Thunderbirds, and others. Now, the industry has enlisted some help by hiring a lobbyist to make its case on Capitol Hill. It's the first time that the International Council of Air Shows, or ICAS, has hired a lobbying firm. According to a report published by the Center for Public Integrity, ICAS President John Cudahy said that in his view, the freeze represents a threat for the entire air show industry. He said there could be hundreds of air shows around the country that might just go out of business without the ability to promote military jet demonstrations to draw audiences. While some areas of the government have taken a 15 to 20% cut, Cudahy said the airshow business has taken a 100% cut in the support the U.S. military can provide. The lobbying firm of Van Skoyak Associates has been retained on a month-to-month basis. Cudahy said while they work on Capitol Hill, airshow organizers and promoters need to be sure that they do everything they can to promote their shows, adding that the media attention to sequestration gives air shows an opportunity to raise awareness about the issue. Spirit Airlines' first flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Philadelphia, scheduled last Thursday, was forced to fly to Atlantic City instead, and the sequester may have been the culprit. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports that the paperwork required to allow the flight did not come through on time from the FAA. Spirit said it was the first time such a delay has occurred. Spirit COO Tony Lefevre told the Inquirer that the airline followed its normal procedures for submitting paperwork for a new route. He said that in the past, the airline has always gotten quote-unquote expeditious approval. And while the airline did not criticize the agency, the paper points out that the only difference between this instance and previous route approvals is the recent cut in federal spending. The FAA said in a statement that airlines must demonstrate to the agency that there are appropriate safety procedures in place for ground operations at an airport before it will authorize service to a new destination. The statement did not say that Spirit had fallen short in that regard. Well, it has an N number and a VIN number, but Terra Fugia's transition rotable aircraft is still lacking complete certification from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and that's holding up the announcement of production dates for the hybrid aircraft car. Terra Fugia has continued to flight test the vehicle, and the company is organizing the supply chain that will eventually lead to production of the rotable airplane. But the NHTSA is still apparently uncertain about the road safety of the transition, and the company says it cannot release production dates until the vehicle has the blessing of both the FAA and the NHTSA. Tara Fugia skipped Oshkosh last summer, saying that taking the airplane to the show would disrupt the flight test schedule. It has been on display at various car shows around the country, and Engadget reports that a prototype will be on display at Cape Cod's Heritage Museum this summer. But full certification by the NHTSA is not expected for another 12 months. So don't expect to be parking one in your garage, driveway, or hangar anytime soon. You know, the flying car has been a dream concept that I can remember from as far back as the days of reading my dad's popular mechanics magazines back in the 1950s. Apparently, the NHTSA feels that I, and you, need to dream just a little bit longer. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.